Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to pass, looking left, and stretching and reaching for it is Kincaid, and he stumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown hookup, Allen to Kincaid, and the Bills are an extra point away from tying it up early.
One of the highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It is a football Friday. Brought to you by Salina Law. Car crash, call Salina. Call the eights by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Usually on Football Friday, one of the things we do is improving the game plan. That's brought to you by Bath Fitter. Improve your bath in one day with Bath Fitter. It just fits. And you can still kind of do it on a Friday because, you know, after a game like that, plenty of people think they could improve the game plan. The Bills win 31-21. It was a very Bills game. Most games end like this. They have won. They've scored 31 points. They've given up a little bit more than people want them to on defense. And at one point, the offense was not the best you've ever seen.
Yep.
So because of that, we think, how could it have been? Myself included. That is how this goes every week. Next week, they'll beat the Saints 35-13. And we'll talk about, I didn't like the sequence where they did this.
I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with being happy that they won and also wishing that it didn't come down to the other team making a stupid mistake to put yourself in position to win it.
I tend to agree.
Right? Because they might have won the game if Zach Sealer doesn't blast Cameron Johnson trying to block a punt. The Bills actually, I wonder what their win probability would have been. Miami with the ball. At their own two. The Bills might have still been favored to win the game.
Yeah.
Betting odds, they definitely would have been favored.
I thought they'd win the whole time. There's never a moment I don't think they win that
game. But they should, their standard, Sal got to this a little bit too, they've set this standard that they can win games, and if it doesn't look great the whole time, then it's going to be pointed out because everybody knows what they're capable of. And they're too good a team to ever punt the ball three times in a row. That's what it is for me. They were punting the ball for a third time in a row. And with that quarterback, with that ground game, with that offensive line.
With that secondary over there.
That's definitely true. That defense stinks. They had nobody's playing at corner. Jack Jones isn't that good in the first place. He has to play through an injury because they've got a practice squad guy playing through an injury too who had to come in. You called it on Wednesday. That's a wounded animal over there on defense. And you should never punt three times in a row to them. So you can be happy and also, I think, at the same time say, yeah, it should have looked better than that.
That tends to be how, from our experience in talking to Joe Brady, how he sounds about it.
Right, they're going to do that in the film room today.
Right. Yep. Chris in Buffalo is up next. Hey, Chris, good morning. Chris, are you there?
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was talking about this a little bit earlier, but I'm curious why the Bills don't seem to want to throw it downfield or push the ball downfield more often. Seems like we're just checking it down, and I don't want to jump around the line and compare to Russell Wilson, but
yeah,
Russell Wilson at least throws some fun moon balls to watch every now and then.
Every clip that I am seeing, it's stacking on top of each other from last night's game. It's there might have been something down the field, and Allen took the running back. So I think. I wonder if yesterday it was Allen was very intentional to not push the ball down the field.
Maybe. I mean, I think there's still a case that ball winners down the field, they are light on.
He's got
they have maximum of two.
Right. In one play I just watched, it's not a receiver going down the field. It's Ty Johnson on like a
wheel route,
kind of, but he's going to the middle of the field, and he's going to be open for like 15, 20 yards, and he takes Palmer for 5.
Yeah.
So, right, it kind of works both ways.
Which is Palmer's only catch.
That was his only catch.
One catch for 5 yards.
Right, and there was a better option on the play. But, like, again, it's Allen just like, I'm going to – yesterday it seemed like he thought, I'm going to just dink and dime my way to winning this football game right. and not make mistakes. And
it's possible the Bills think we can do that when we really need to, but otherwise – we are good at a lot of things. We have a quarterback who has thrown 30 touchdowns to one interception.
In his last 11 games.
Right. And the one interception was a 3rd-and-16 bomb punt.
Yeah, to New England last year. And by the way, I tweeted the clip out. This is his only interception in the last 11 games. 3rd-and-16, he just threw it to the end zone because there was nothing there. The New England player
returns it out to
returned
the one.
It to the one. Yeah. So it was actually like the best punt of the season.
It was a perfect interception.
Yeah, it was a great interception.
So if you have that, and you have this level of efficiency, that's probably how you want to win in the regular season against inferior opponents. Like, again, you can't convince people you're going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs until you beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. We've even seen this in games against the Chiefs in the regular season. They beat the Chiefs by 2 scores last year and still lost in the playoffs. So we kind of live that life. But the down-the-field stuff, maybe it's there in perfectly schemed opportunities. I don't think they have guys that are just going to win that. Coleman, they have not thrown as many go balls for him this year as last year. Last year they threw him a lot. And
no, he's running comeback routes now.
Yes, he is, because those he can win. I don't think he can win down the field regularly the way that they might have wanted him to last year. He did catch and have a nice play on it's a short yardage play in the red zone, and Allen snap throws, and it's Coleman doing what he does best. And what I'm getting at is here, like the throw comes and it's on him fast, hands, he protects the ball, he makes the catch. One thing the Bills do really well is use players to their strengths. And if you're going to use Coleman, that's a way he's going to win. He's going to win where there's no time to react for the defensive back and his frame is big, short yardage, bang. This should be easy pitch and catch. You can get this guy.
It was a slant on 3rd-and-2. They did that to him.
Yep.
They threw him a screen yesterday that I liked too.
I like him on screens as well, yards after catching. Finding a way to get the ball to him in space is part of it. And down the field, their best down the field guy might be Palmer. And, you know, like that's not happening unless it's Baltimore very late and you're driving for a score to win the game. Otherwise, they haven't really tried it. Like you said, Josh looked that way against the Jets and his arm got hit as he tried to make a throw. Maybe he was picking somebody else. We kind of don't know. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. We'll get more calls in. We're wide open all the way till Chris Brown at 8:30. So if you're on hold, we will get right to your calls as many as we can, as quick as we can. Jeremy and Joe, it is Football Friday, Victory Friday here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.